Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Project 223 podcast. It's October 2023. We've got a great episode for you today. Glad you're here with us. Wow, lots of stuff going on in the world right now. I'm sure you're well aware of some of the things that are happening, but if not, we're going to talk a little bit today. I had a whole nother episode that I was working on. I was halfway through, and as I started talking to my neighbor, who's also a good friend of mine in preparedness, I realized that there were some other things I wanted to discuss besides the topic that was in the queue, so we'll get that one up next. But this is just going to be a little impromptu discussion about some stuff that's going on specifically right now. And just I just felt the need to encourage you, the listener, the prepared-minded person, to be getting ready for the stuff that's happening right now. The Bible says in Proverbs 22:3, the wise man sees trouble and prepares, but the fool keeps going and suffers. And so many people have normalcy bias, and we see it all around us. And sure, people constantly are saying, oh, here and there, the world's coming to an end, and this is going to be it, and look at this sign. But we see over and over there's all kinds of signs that are happening, and there's all kinds of little mini problems and troubles that happen, whether it's interest rates going up, whether it's inflation going out of control, whether it's stolen elections. There's all kinds of things that happen, little mini problems, mini disasters that are adding up. And as we look at the world right now, we see some crazy stuff happening. Obviously, there's the war in Ukraine between Russia and Ukraine, which we've gotten involved in and other nations have, basically as a proxy war, trying to support the Ukraine government and trying to tie up Russia, meet our end goals that way. Not a wise way to go, and I know the majority of Americans don't want to be involved in that way. But there are people that make a lot of money when we're in a war, and so we've got some of these people in government that are pushing that. I know most of you have seen and heard already about the horrible attack by the Hamas terrorists in the nation of Israel, where over 1,000 people were killed recently, and have seen how that's going. Now Israel is retaliating, which is they are definitely justified in doing so, but they're coming and attacking the Gaza Strip there where a lot of the Hamas terrorists hide amongst the civilians, the cowardly terrorists that set up their command and control, their missile launchers amongst schools and hospitals and public areas, trying to use the civilians as human shields. It's disgusting. But that's happening right now, and we can see it. And there's a strong possibility that the nation of Iran has been supporting and helping Hamas in doing that. And now as we see Israel retaliate for that terrible massacre that happened recently, many of the Arab nations are starting to rally around the Palestinians, the people in that area. And we know that a lot of these Arab nations don't need much of an excuse to hate on Israel. But as soon as they start seeing the propaganda and the news reels, the reports out of there that civilians are being killed, then that starts to cause a chain reaction where people start to get upset. And we know, as smart, intelligent people that have situational awareness, we see what happens with the media and with these powers. They want to divide. They want to force people to pick sides. And when these things start to happen, people choose one side or the other. And even now on our school campuses in the United States, we see rallies in support of Hamas, in support of the Palestinian people, they say, and their struggle, so-called struggle against Israel, which that's a whole other story, but it's not as it's being portrayed by these protesters. But we can see that people are picking sides. People are coalescing under one banner or the other, which is not a good sign when you don't have unity, when you don't have people that work together for common good. But we know that by looking at the Bible, the book of Revelation, it's really clear God points out to us what's going to happen in the end. And in the end, there's going to be a one world government. And it's not going to be an area that's conducive to following God as a Christian. Actually, it says during the tribulation period, if you were to say you follow Christ, you'll get your head chopped off. And we believe, as a lot of Christians do, and there's definitely debate on this, on whether or not the rapture of the church happens before the tribulation, in the middle, or after. But I'm pretty clear by the teaching that I've read and listened to, and that what the Bible says is that we are not destined for wrath, that the tribulation, the time of Jacob's trouble, is for the nation of Israel to be called back to God, to be tested, and receive, just kind of like Moses did with Egypt, where they get the plagues and let my people go, and God sent these plagues and sent these troubles and these trials to try to get Pharaoh to do his will. And so that's what God wants to do. And during the tribulation period, he wants to bring Israel, his people, back to him. They've turned away and rejected the Messiah. And he's going to use those end times to try to call the nations and call his people back. And then that's a whole other story. If you want a good teaching on the book of Revelation, you could go to Calvary Chapel in Everett, Washington. Pastor Billy Wheeler had a great series recently on the book of Revelation. You can go through there. There's lots of other Bible teachers that teach on the book of Revelation, whether that be Pastor Chuck Smith, Chuck Missler, John Corson. There's many others out there who do a great job. But study it. If you don't know it, you should look at it, because the things that are playing out right now, whether it's from the book of Ezekiel or Daniel or Revelation, end times prophecy are playing out before our very eyes. And I'm sure, I would bet money, that there are already sleeper cells in the United States. When we see the open borders that we have currently, and we see military-age males from countries like Syria and China, South America, all throughout South America, you don't think that these people have already set up these countries that are our enemies, some of these that are our enemies, have sleeper cells ready to go that may launch terrorist attacks against our country? Some of these Arab nations, these Muslim nations, they call Israel the Satan, but they call America the great Satan. So they would much rather put out an attack that would cripple us, that would harm our nation, and we're wide open. So rather than being like ostriches with our head in the sand as prepared citizens, we want to be ready to go. And so I want to encourage each one of you out there some things here that we should do right away. Remember, up until the very day that Noah went into the ark, people were marrying and giving in marriage. They were living their life. Everything seemed fine. And Noah was building his ark. And they must have thought he was crazy for the many, many years that he was building that ark. But then the rains did come, and he was prepared. So I want to encourage you for a few things. You need to make sure that you have adequate food supply for yourself and your family. We've talked about this before, but just quickly, a three-month prepper pantry. Have 3 months' worth of food that you and your family use every day. Have that ready to go. So if your family eats pasta and spaghetti and maybe some Progresso soup, get 3 months' worth of that as fast as you can. Go to the store and stock up. You should also have long-term storage. This is stuff like beans and rice, things that you can store in 5-gallon buckets with a Mylar bag and an oxygen absorber, long-term staples, oatmeal. There's lots of things that you can, if you store up wheat berries and you have a grinder, you can make flour to make bread. We go into that in our other podcasts. We're not going to go full bore into the food storage right now, but make sure that you have food for you and your family. If you can't get to the grocery store, or they're looted out or sold out, and the trucks aren't running, consider yourself warned. Also, water. if you have only one source of water, whether that's from the city coming out of your tap or a well, make sure you have an alternate supply of water. So this would be anything from 5-gallon jugs. You can get them at Winco Foods, any camping supply stores. They have 5-gallon jugs that you can get. Get 4 or 5 of those at least. Have some extra water for you and your family. If you wanted to get some 55-gallon drums, get a couple of those that you can fill and store with water. Put some water preservative, chlorine dioxide, the Aquamira brand water preservative you put inside there for long-term storage. Have a means for alternate water than just what comes out of your tap. If you're on a well, make sure you have the ability to power your well pump should the power go out. That would mean maybe a generator that has sufficient capacity to run your well pump, or maybe an emergency pump that goes into the well, though it's a little more complicated to get, but at least have a generator so that you can power your well pump and enough fuel and have that ready to go. It's very important. Also, water purification. If you can have the Sawyer mini filters, there's different kinds, the MSR filters. Have some water purification methods so that if you needed to be on the move, if you needed to get water out of a creek or a stream or a river or a lake, a means to purify that. I'm telling you, this is very important stuff. This is basic preparedness. Ammunition. Recently, the price for .223 and .556 ammunition has just gone way up, and the availability is going down. The Lake City manufacturing plant that does a lot of the military has recently put a thing out saying that they're not going to be selling to civilians, and because of the need, they're going to be ramping up production for military. We've got the war in Ukraine. Now we've got another front coming with in Israel and their battle with Hamas in the Gaza. We're sending troops over there right now. And then on top of that, the Hornady plant had an explosion recently. And so just a few little things like that happen, and all of a sudden you think, oh, I can just go down and grab ammo anytime. It's readily available, until it's not. So right now, if you don't have sufficient ammunition that you feel like if you couldn't get any and things went south, you wouldn't have enough, make sure you go and get some more right now. And then make sure you have some for your primary rifle, your pistol. If you have a shotgun that takes whatever that shells that is, 12 gauge, get some extra. Now is a good time. This is the calm before the storm, my friends. Also, too, I would highly encourage you to have a security kit ready to go. There were some stories that have recently come out about the people that lived in the kibbutz in the southern Israel area near Gaza that were attacked, about groups that, and these kibbutzes are little homestead-type communal farming communities, and they had one group had a security force, and when they were attacked by the terrorists, they were able to mount a defense. They came together, the men grabbed their rifles, they fought off the attackers, and they protected their little community. That's the kind of thing that we're trying to help you and people in this area do in the United States, is be prepared for the tough times that are going to come. So if you can have a little security kit, if there was, God forbid, some type of terrorist attack in the U.S., sleeper cells that decided to hit us in different areas, whether that be schools, shopping malls, whatever, you want to be ready to protect yourself and your family. So I would suggest that your security kit consist of some gear that you could keep in a backpack, have ready to go at any time. So this would include your rifle and your pistol ready to go. And then you add to that, you have a battle belt. So this would be a easy to clip on belt that had magazine holders for extra pistol and rifle magazines. It would have a first aid kit mounted on there, and some other pouches where you could keep flashlights and your radio and stuff like that. It's going to be important for you that you could just throw that on very quickly and be prepared to fend off an attack, a of some type of terrorist attack, or whether it be a gangs that are coming against people with when the rule of law starts breaking down, whatever it might be, but you want to be able to protect yourself and your family and your community. And some kind of a, maybe you have a plate carrier that has a rifle plates and to protect yourself, then that'd be important to have ready to go. And then if this is something that I would keep this in my car with me, I would have a locking safe box in my car, a big toolbox in the back of my truck that's locked up and chained in there, and I can keep some extra gear inside of there. Never keep your rifle or pistol in your vehicle unattended unless it's locked up. And even then, I never keep my pistol and rifle in there when I'm not with it. So just be aware of that. That's something that you don't want to do. Never want to let that get out of your possession. Friends, I hope that in the U.S. we continue to have peace and safety and security. But we know that that's not going to be the case. We can see the writing on the wall. Coming up soon, the election in 2024, we know how heated this is. We see the leftists, the communists that are trying to destroy this country, that want to push us into a globalist agenda. They have weaponized the law enforcement system in this country. We can see that President Trump is being attacked. He's being persecuted by his political rival in their Justice Department. These people, these DAs that are in power, specifically came into power saying that they were going to go against Donald Trump and try to take him down. They're trying to prevent him from being able to be fairly elected. And we know that last time, I'm sure that he had the most votes, but they're not going to try to let him even get into the election. So when you see these kind of things happen, when you see political candidates trying to prevent a free and fair election by trying to bring up charges on their rivals and keep them from even running for office, you know that things are going to get spicy. And so we want to be prepared. Hopefully we have peace, everything runs smooth, the elections go smooth, but let's be honest with each other. I don't think that's going to happen. It's going to be some crazy times. Consider this your warning. This is God telling you, be ready. The rains are going to come. The floodwaters will rise. But you don't want to be caught unprepared. You want you and your family to be safe. You want to maintain a good standard of living, even when everybody else is suffering and things are going south and getting crazy. You want you and your family and your community to be secure and safe and to be healthy. And remember, pray. Pray for your neighbors. Pray for people that don't know the Lord, that before the final days come, that people would turn to Him for forgiveness of sins and be saved. Be a witness. Be a loving example to your friends and your family. Tell people that God loves them and that He wants them to have a relationship with Him. He wants them to be in heaven forever, and that point out how these end times are all part of the biblical prophecy, that God's pointed these things out long ago. Show them, reason with them through the scriptures, and help them see that the time is short. God, we're praying for the nation of Israel. We pray that you would save them. We know you will. The Bible says you will, that the people that come against them will be wiped out, but we want them to turn to you to receive the Messiah, Jesus Christ, as their Savior. Lord, turn many to you in these final days. So I pray that this podcast will inspire you to get better prepared in these last times. Keep praying, keep preparing, and keep training to be ready for anything that comes your way. Thanks for joining us tonight. And we hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you next time. Don't be left behind.